A word for you from Genesis chapter 2 verses 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die." The question that has troubled people since the beginning of mankind and until today, people ask, but why, if God had foreknowledge about the fall, why did he create the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Well, one might also ask the question of all parents, why, if you knew that your child would have to endure sickness one day, disappointments, troubles, and finally death, why did you have children at all? God created Adam and Eve, and through that he created you and me, because he wanted us to choose him, to choose him above everything else. An example would be marriage. When a man is making his vows before the world, the congregation and the whole world, he is saying, "I choose you exclusively above every other woman in the whole world. I give myself to you alone." And of course, reciprocally, the wife says the same, "You are the only man in my life." But more importantly, the Lord Jesus Christ becomes our choice. The tree of life, you could say, also symbolizes him, Jesus Christ, for he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Now, back to the question. You see, God could have created no choice, and then essentially Adam and Eve would have been like robots, programmed to do what they had to do, and they would never have been free beings to make their decision, to be able to choose between good and evil. That is the problem, and that became their problem, and so they were enticed to make the wrong choice by the very one who himself had made the wrong choice in heaven. Lucifer had been a wonderful, glorious angel, but he made the wrong choice to be independent of God, to choose his independence above dependence on God. What choice do you make?